Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is The Bird Show.
Okay, Psycho Sue. Let's take a big breath, collective breath here. Not So Psycho Sue is in studio this morning, and thanks for coming in, because I know at first you didn't want to come in today.
Yeah.
It's been a crappy 24 hours for you.
It's been a crappy three days.
Since Fiji got back from the honeymoon destination, has it been crappy?
Yeah.
All right, Jen, I'm putting this in your hands.
Okay.
I've been listening every other day, and I'm not exactly sure who Not So Psycho Sue and Tool and Fiji is. So who are these people?
Okay. Well, as succinctly as possible, and realize I'm leaving out a lot of details, Sue called us up when we did Are You Stepping Into Psycho this weekend? And she called and said, I've got a plan. I am going to a wedding, and I'm going to tell the bride that the groom has been messing around with me the entire time. He's been playing both of us.
And she was going to go after the wedding, after it was all done,
she was going to go on Saturday, right? She heard from a groomsman and decided Friday would be a better plan, because then she wouldn't be taking out her anger on the bride. She'd be taking it out on the groom, and the bride would have a choice. So sure enough, she meets with the bride and the bride's family, and the wedding doesn't happen because everything is exposed. The groom is exposed for two-timing both of them, telling them both different things, telling both families different things. So he has been busted. So the wedding gets canceled.
And again, there was a family intervention there, just to add here. There was a family intervention where everybody's in the same house together. And
his mom, his grandma, bride's mom and sister and family. And Sue was there as well. So the bride and Sue hug each other. They actually become friends. And so the bride takes off on her honeymoon and goes to Fiji without ever getting married. So wedding's canceled and off. Bride goes to Fiji, and then we start to hear from the groom that the groom is coming back to Sue, saying, I really want to be with you now. And then at the same time, he's contacting the bride in Fiji, sending her faxes, like, let's all go to counseling. Let's work it out together. Then he starts pulling some really psycho stuff on Sue, like going to her house and taking back her dog that he had gotten for her over a year ago, doing all kinds of things to try to get attention. And then Sue came in studio with us and said, basically, it's all said and done. She had gotten the dog back. But basically that he was a tool and she wasn't going to see him anymore, and neither was the bride.
All right, that's a lot to take in right there.
Yes.
One really key piece that I think we need to start to establish here is that through all this dysfunction, Not So Psycho Sue and Fiji has really started to like form this bond together because Tool has been playing them both. She writes, and I'm going to read some of these, that you guys have started to become close.
Yeah.
Or so you thought.
Whatever she wrote,
I mean, I saw the tweets between the two of you guys while she was in Fiji and stuff like that, and you guys have sort of like, she even said that she's got a new friend out of this whole thing. So up until this point, you got a new friendship starting to form. Both women realize what's going on, and none of them want anything to do with Tool.
And as
when the last time we had Not So Psycho Sue, that's where we left it all off.
And then last we talked on the show, we were like, okay, well, Fiji, when she gets back into town, she's coming in the studio, and we're going to talk to her in studio too, and everything's going to be fine. Happy ending. There you go.
Okay, and I think that's a really key point here too, that Fiji wanted to come on and talk about this guy also. And I want to read some tweets from her that she sent me from Fiji. This is the first one I got from her because I don't know who she is. And then she sends me her first tweet introducing herself to me. I'm the bride for the psycho situation. Sue told me you want us to come on, and I'm going to Fiji for my honeymoon, but I'm willing to come on when I get back. Okay. Another tweet from her. We listened to Sue's update, and I'm drinking one for the Burt Show. Thanks for making her do this, and I can't wait to talk. Another tweet from her. If I send you an email with the facts that he sent me at the hotel in Fiji, would you want to read it on air? I want everyone to know what an expletive with an A and a hole he truly is.
What? Can you give me what expletive?
What was that exactly?
And Sue, I'm still trying not to reveal everybody's name. And Sue does not deserve her dog being taken away from her. She's the best owner, and I know that because Tool has said it so many times, and she's honestly the sweetest girl ever and does not deserve any of this. These are all her words.
This is
going to get crazy in a couple of minutes because these are all her words. I feel like it's my fault. Sorry I'm a few drinks in, and I heard everything online, and I feel so bad that she lost her puppy. Then I sent her a tweet, I think, saying, hey, go ahead and send that fax to Tracy and me. And yeah, sure, I'll read it. Then she sends one back saying, I sent it to Tracy just now along with a little thing about the whole situation. I hope you can read it for me and we can talk more Monday or Tuesday. So she was ready to come in studio as soon as she got back. She was eager. Says, I sent it to both of you guys and he is truly unreal. You have no idea. Exclamation point. Then we exchange a couple more tweets and she says, but everything happens for a reason and I gained a new girlfriend out of it, as weird as it sounds. So now we're establishing that this bond and these two girls are starting to get along with each other, okay?
Which is kind of the happy ending part, because then the groom gets what he deserves, the women know what's going on, move on.
So at one point she tweets also that people are making her so mad, she is telling the truth, too much to be a lie, I swear on my family, she says. Okay, so those are the pertinent tweets.
That the whole situation was truthful?
Yeah, because, okay. I mean, it is a little unbelievable. Like, if Sue didn't show up in studio with us a couple of days ago and wasn't here today, based on everything I saw yesterday, I would have said the whole thing was made up. Because it's becoming so unbelievable, and it's getting so mean that like, the girl, the movie Mean Girls to me is simply a movie. People don't treat each other
Why,
like
why,
that.
Why? Tell me.
Okay. I will.
Like, I know it's like the movie, but why?
Yeah, so. put a sock in your narrative there.
I'm so anxious. Why?
We got a lot of ground to cover. This is going to take us a while. I'm going to warn you right now.
Jen was about to call you an expletive with an A and a hole.
All right, so everything between the two of you guys up until this point is fine. So, at what point does she, is it when she's in Fiji that she starts to feel a little bit differently about your relationship with her?
I don't know.
You don't know?
She hasn't talked to me at all.
Okay.
Since she's been back?
We talked when she got back, and then we found out that he slept with my best friend and my big and my sorority. And I think she told you about that, and then the day after
Not the
that,
girl that came in with you the other
no,
day.
No.
What was I about to say?
But he targets somebody in her circle, and he sleeps with her, right? In a woman's world, that's an important person
and
in your life.
And recently.
And the worst part is she's married. And she just had a kid. She had a kid.
Okay, so he sleeps with her, right? Okay.
When did this happen?
Over the way, he sent an email to you guys. I heard it on the air where he said he hooked up with someone, and then he told me that it was my best friend.
Remember his email to us said, hey, tell both those psycho girls that I've moved on and I found something better. In fact, I found something better on Friday night. Well, that Friday night was her big from her sorority.
Now, why do we believe him?
Well, she admitted it to me.
She did.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
All right. So then I get this email from Tool, which sparks everything that happens yesterday. And the email reads like this. It says, Bert Show, Fiji asked me to email you guys because last night we went to dinner and talked things out and are going to therapy to work through our issues. What the? She understands that I have made mistakes and that I am dating other people right now because she decided to call off the wedding.
It's her fault.
But we do want to be married and have a life together. Fiji and I love each other and we always have. Relationships I have had with other people have been big mistakes. We both know we are meant to be with each other and we are getting married in the fall. The fact that I was dating someone else for two dates is not Atlanta's business, and Fiji regrets telling everyone that. I'm sorry to ruin your perfect storyline, but what we have is real and not some made-for-radio drama. Okay, so that one comes in, and I don't believe this dude at all, because all we know from everybody is how much of a manipulator he is.
Right.
So I tweet Fiji, and I say, look, I just got this email. Are you guys back together? And her first tweet back to me is, there is more to it. We're going to counseling. And I feel bad for turning my back on Sue, but I have to follow my heart.
Oh, geez.
Okay, that's where the first of 15 tweets come in, and so, they're going to get progressively uglier and uglier and uglier throughout the day.
So he has somehow convinced her that it was only a mistake what he did. He's sorry for his mistake, and she needs to forgive him and them get back together. So he's manipulated the bride back into a relationship.
Somehow, some way, either as soon as she got back from Fiji or he was calling her, he turned her around. Do you know when it happened?
No. I didn't even know they were going out to eat or anything.
So now they're back together and they're strong and they're a couple, okay? Hey, TC.
How's it going?
Hey.
Okay, man.
You know what? All I can say is if Fiji is going to go back with the toll box, God bless her and her simple soul.
Yeah.
You know, after all of this and she goes back to hell, you know, what can you say? You just throw your hands up, turn, and walk away.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to wait till, because Katie and I saw all these tweets last night, so when we get through it all, Katie and I had a big discussion about it. And we
the important stuff in our lives.
And we have a theory where it's fine. It's going to end up be okay.
Because of the karma train, which we'll get into all of these tweets here that happened yesterday, because it went from, okay, I'm getting back with Tool to really being mean to not so psycho Sue. Mm-hmm. I mean, really mean stuff. I'm so bummed that this girl is really what she's turned out to be. Okay, so I'll read the tweets for you guys, and you won't believe it, man. This girl that was begging to be on the radio, that was so happy that she had the wedding broken up, that she wasn't going to be married to this guy. Mm-hmm. The girl that found a brand new friend totally turns her back on Sue here. Totally.
It's the Burt Show. Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.